Hi, Alan.
Hello.
Ah, recently deleted. There you go. All my information was deleted. That's interesting. Alan, I'll double-check your calendar. I've been computerless for 3 days. I've just got it back now, so I haven't had access to anything.
Okay. Seems to be a recurrent theme in at large.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Hello.
I've been pulling out
Joined.
My hair.
What happens when people live in backwater countries like Australia and the UK and France?
Heidi, we've got Alan, Yeshim, Natalie, myself for sure. I'm not sure if Sylvia and Ariel have joined.
I'm here.
Thanks, Ariel.
Kiko, I have a long list. Do you want to add 57 for that, or did you just
update
us when we're going to have that breaking call?
No. Now that I've got one arm back, just waiting to make sure that the second arm's attached to it, I'll send out a meeting invitation probably for tomorrow, and we can discuss ICANN 57 then. I don't have an update since, except the webinar today, but I don't need to say anything about that.
So, Alan, just a heads up, the deadline for the meeting forms is the 22nd, so we have a little bit of time, and then after that, we're going to need to work on agendas, and keeping in mind the new format for the English language version, as we discussed, which staff will take care of. Okay?
I don't remember anything about a new format, sorry. Oh, of the schedule, yeah, no.
No, the new format on our agenda, basically we're going to have...
Yeah, no, I now remember.
Okay, we have a long list, so I'll just start quickly with a few things that are in your inbox. First, chair's announcement notice. It's over to you for review.
It's already sent back.
Oh, okay. I will take a look. When did you send it?
2 minutes ago.
That doesn't count. Okay.
Sure it does. out of my box.
Okay, liaison. I just saw that one a few minutes ago. I did manage to see that one, so I'll follow up with that one. Check.
Hello, this is Sylvia.
Joined.
Hi, Sylvia. BCEC, BMSPC. So we need to do ratification, and then we need to set up the first call.
Sorry, I missed that. Say it again.
BCEC, BMSPC. We have all the RALOs now that have sent in their... they're members and alternates, so we just need to have some sort of endorsement agreement from the ALAC, and you can move ahead.
Ah, okay. Yes, you're right.
Thank you.
PC, BC.
That's in your inbox.
In ratification, correct.
Okay. So once you get that, once we send those out, then we'll set up the calls in contact with Julie and Tijan.
Okay. Have you put together and sent to Julie sort of pointers or packets of information on previous BCECs and such?
I will do that.
Please. Last year, Roberto claimed he never saw a lot of that stuff.
Well, it's because it started right during Benigeri, which was super busy, but yeah. Okay.
Remember, we do have an adjunct document that documents the first one.
Okay, thank you. Okay, moving over to Ariel. Policy work and the at-large policy document, issues, order. Ariel?
Thanks, Heidi. Alan, just a reminder for the two consensus calls that you're supposed to start on your brief statement related to IANA, related public comments. Don't forget to start the consensus call on your brief statement.
I will do that right after this, or
okay,
as soon as
you.
I can, allowing for conference calls.
Just to let you know, the first, the public comment that will close soon is September the 9th, so if you can do that before Friday, it'll be good.
It'll be done.
Okay, thank you. And then the second one is about the input request from the subsequent procedures, PDP working group.
Yeah,
Cheryl,
I started working on that this morning.
Okay. So just make sure you have that in your pipeline.
Yeah.
And then, okay. please keep me posted. And then the last thing is about the at-large policy issues document that we're supposed to send it to Rinalia. We haven't received much comments except for from Alejandro Picenti that said the way we ordered the topics is not right. He suggests we order it based on level of priority or relevance to end users, but he didn't really propose anything substantive that we can work with.
Well, I think he proposed reversing the order. I haven't actually looked at them to see whether that makes sense or not, but I believe he did say that.
So yeah, basically...
Because Olivier asked him the question, and he came back with an answer.
Yes, and he basically said reverse the order, and Olivier said, fine, let's go ahead, you know, really, alphabetical order is not really the best for this, so just reversing the order is fine. So I thought, Ariel, I thought you were going to go ahead and do that.
I don't understand the reverse the order part. He didn't say from, like, the
literally
last one.
Turn it around. Just, yeah, basically just put the last one first. Go ahead.
Yeah, but he didn't clarify that's what he proposed. So I read that several times, so I don't really quite understand.
Ariel, he made the comment. Olivier said, can you propose doing it better? And Alejandro came back and said, well, basically just reversing the order would do it. Now, I don't know whether that's perfect, but that is what he said.
Okay. But I don't think that makes sense if we just reverse the order.
Put a link in the chat. I'll take a look at it as soon as I can.
And I sent you an email on that yesterday, too.
All right.
It's the order I proposed, but I will send you that link in the chat.
So, okay, Ariel, why don't you think that reversing the order makes sense?
Well, because some of them are more ICANN-related, some of them are more big picture, and reversing it doesn't really make perfect sense. Like, putting public interest in the middle of everything doesn't really make sense if you... But I just don't understand what he's saying about priority or relevance because it's super subjective. It's like it can vary from Rails to Rails. So I just wanted to get some feedback on that before we simply reversing it without putting any thoughts.
Okay, I'll take a look at it as well then. But it is coming up to where it needs to be sent ASAP. So Friday is the deadline. So we need to not only get that fixed, as well as get some sort of endorsement by the ALAC. And we're running out of time. That's my concern.
So following on that, how would you like to get the endorsement from the ALAC, Alan?
I don't think we're going to endorse this as a formal document. It has been distributed to the ALAC, correct? It's been open for comments.
Yes.
That's how Alejandro found out.
Yes.
We haven't gotten many comments.
Yes.
I think we're just going to clean it up and send it out once we're happy with it and we factored in whatever comments we get. It's not a formal statement of the ALAC. It is simply providing some guidance as to what things are of interest to us and why.
Okay. And then we don't have anything like a consensus call or whatever. We just state the fact. We distributed it and then didn't receive much objection or comments. So
let me follow it up with a message to the ALAC saying what I plan to do and see if anyone complains.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. That's all from me.
Okay, I'm looking at your note, Ariel. I'll be in touch with Alan and you as well on that. Okay. Sylvia, last item. Let's see a quick call. This is INTIC for Development.
Yes.
Back again.
Alan, you may remember that it has been for a while. We are expecting some reaction.
I remember.
Yes, and Yanni and Aziz, they didn't reply to the last email in which I included your draft, a very good draft. So they will discuss this today at the Afralo monthly call, and hopefully they will get agreement from everybody. As you may recall, they wanted to bring this up with all the Afralo membership.
Yes.
So that's where we are on this one. And
okay.
That's all. I don't know if you want to join the call, maybe to make some comments about it when they speak about it. And also we have the Nick Thorne from the At-Large Review team participating in today's call, in the Afralo call.
I plan to be on the call. Whether I am or not will remain to be seen.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's all from me.
Okay. That's all we have. Alan, 11 minutes.
All right, I have a few. Judith came to me about travelers. I gather the tribal ambassadors have been handled.
Yes, in fact, I was in touch this morning about it. We had a call with Joseph with the two tribal ambassadors on Friday, an hour-long, very detailed call. All is good.
And John LaPrise?
He is new, relatively new, so as I told Judith this morning, that he's going through the OPAC process, and it might take a little bit longer, but I will reach out again, but, you know, we need to be a little bit patient. They were just sent in.
He's been in a number of meetings. Was he all self-funded at all of them?
The only time I think he came was during the summit. And I don't even recall if he was funded at that time. He was there, but whether he was funded, I'm not.
No, I don't think he was.
Yeah, so then no. So he's basically brand new.
Okay. Gisela, Satish said he's been dealing with you on arrangements for the Indian School of Governance in terms of who pays hotels and things like that and per diem.
Alan, well, yes. With regards to the hotel, not for the per diems, no, I'm not dealing with that. With regards to the hotels, I have contacted our meetings department, the hotel person, and I've given them exactly what's required. And Satish hasn't given us a cap for the hotel, etc. What they're trying to do is to try and find out if we can get negotiated rates ahead of time, which Satish could then have, or give him the rates that they will get, and then Satish has to decide whether it's going to be the hotel that you'll already be staying in for the ICANN meeting, or whether you'll need to go to the one that other people are staying in for the INSIG.
He's already said to me that we'll stay in our regular hotel, and he'll provide transportation.
Yes, I know, but he hasn't done the deal yet, so he doesn't even know how much the rooms are costing.
Well, but we certainly know what the rooms are costing. We can tell him.
Yes, but the ICANN needs our meetings team need to know whether they can get additional rooms at that rate, or if they're going to have to pay the full price.
Okay, are we talking about just me and Olivier, or are we talking about all of the attendees?
No, only you, Olivier, and Sébastien. The other attendees are staying at the other hotel.
Okay, so why do we need additional rooms? I'm sorry, I'm missing something here.
No, just in order for you to stay at the hotel that you're going to be staying at for the duration of the ICANN meeting, we're seeing if we can get negotiated rates. If we can't get negotiated rates for the Indian summer school days, we need to make sure that Satish can pay the full fare that he'll have to pay for each room for you, Olivier, and Sébastien.
Okay. I guess I'm confused. For years now, people have been able to stay a day or two earlier and a day or two later and get the ICANN rates. It always works that way.
Yes, I'm just saying that we're not sure yet, and I haven't had confirmation from meetings team that we can get the rates. I don't think all the countries are the same, hence the issue
okay.
here.
I've dealt
with. I've passed it all on to Laura. And she has all the details. With regards to per diems, et cetera, I haven't been dealing with that. I have made sure that he's aware of the fact that he'll need to provide transportation, and that he has already confirmed back to an email to you.
Okay. There's no way I'll have to change hotels after 2 days.
No, that's what we're working towards.
Let's be clear about that.
But nothing is can be confirmed. No, I'm sure, and that's what we're working towards.
Okay,
I guess
I'm just confirmed. It's always been the case that we've been told if you come 2 days early, you just have to pay the rate. And okay, fine. Okay, let's not belabor it. I thought from Satish it was all settled based on what he said to me, but I guess it isn't.
Work in progress.
Okay. Heidi, you'll note from a note I sent that I have asked explicitly Joseph to get me into the Novotel. Just so you're aware of it, you won't. And I copied you on a note today.
Yes, I did see that.
Okay. The
there's not much I can.
I didn't ask you to do anything. You said you wanted to be aware, so I'm telling you.
Okay. What worked well last time, as you will remember, is that you pointed out why you wanted to. Did you do that this time?
I did, but
okay.
Joseph doesn't listen to half of what gets said.
Okay.
The liaison positions, you should have a note to start. I've given you most of the text for the message. It's got to be cleaned up a little bit. There's one or two. You need. I forgot to note. Could someone please go on mute?
Sorry, I'm going on mute.
What I forgot in that, if you can add, is for the ESSAC and the GAC, the group they're appointed to has the rights to, has to accept the person. I forgot to note that, but other than that, I think most of what we need is in the message I sent to you. ALT, I'm still working on. ALS criteria, we're going to need to schedule a meeting, but I'm not quite ready yet. And Gisela, you said you'd look at my schedule. Can you pay particular attention to tonight? There's several meetings scheduled in the middle of the night, and I want to make sure they really are on before I stay up for them. That's all I have.
Okay. I think that is it. I'm working on Renalia's onboarding slides. I'm just getting clarity from David because in the recent past, staff have given briefings to the new board members, so I just need to check with that. So I'll be in touch with you just to confirm that you're okay.
Okay.
And that has to be in by Friday as well. So. Okay. So, so we have a couple of calls today, with Afralo being the first in about 40 minutes or so. I'm going to prioritize this policy document because we do need to get it out pretty much. So I'll work on that and then turn over to you, Alan, okay?
Okay. Were you on that travel call today, by the way?
Yes.
That was horrible.
Well,
the visa part was horrible. They presented it as if it's a slam dunk, there are no problems, and they know there are major problems. Why not mention it?
Well, I think that they've showed a willingness with me to say, look, if there are exceptional situations, that they'll reach out to them. I think that on a SOAC call that they were a bit loath to do that, obvious reasons. I think they'd much rather speak to people individually than go into specific.
Yes, but it was going to come out. Joseph had already told me to raise the issue on the call, so why not be honest and say there are country differences, instead of presenting it as this is exactly what you have to do and it will work. Anyway, I'm basing this on feedback I've gotten from a number of other people, not only my own feelings.
So what are your plans to try again for the...
I'm waiting for them to come back. At this point, they don't have anything that the people I have to go to will accept. The clarification letter simply says the same thing, but in paragraph 3 instead of in paragraph 4. I don't think that's going to make a difference.
Okay.
What I've asked for is copies of the letters from the other ministries. They may well be in Hindi, but there should be letters that they could forward, or a copy of the advisory that they say they've sent to all embassies, high commissions, and consulates.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I've dealt with these kind of things before. These people get a pile of documents. They don't read them. They file them away.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly the person handling the calls doesn't read all of these documents, at least as far as I can tell.
All right, well, I mean, Joseph spoke to you yesterday, right?
Yeah, he spoke to me, and he says they're working on it, so I'll wait.
Okay.
You know, what can I do at this point?
Okay. All right, we'll be
okay.
Back. I'll work on these things. Okay, thanks, everyone.
I mean, if I get an extra 2 weeks off in November, I can stay home. I won't cry.
Okay.
I've already ticked India off and the countries I visited, so I don't get any more points for going there a second time. Okay, thanks all. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.